Talking about neoadjuvant trastuzumab, what are your thoughts about Aman Bazdar's data looking at his trastuzumab combination? I know the NSABP also is going to launch a trial with him and the American College of Surgeons. Can you talk about that?
The Bazdar data was really striking in that the pathologic complete response rate was, I think, 62% or so with the use of neoadjuvant trastuzumab on top of paclitaxel followed by FEC, which is epirubicin. And it was very striking compared to not giving trastuzumab. So they said that DSMB told them to close the trial, but I'm not sure how that actually all came about. It got closed with only 40-some patients on the trial. So the NSABP, as you said, with the surgical group, has decided to test the question and looking at the addition of the trastuzumab to the FEC backbone and seeing very critically if there is cardiac toxicity with that, because I think that's an important question. Bazdar didn't see much cardiac toxicity. There was some decrease in ejection fraction, but it wasn't dramatic like you would expect it could be. There's also a trial called the NOAH trial, which Luca Giani has completed with over 200 patients in Europe with the addition, and I think it was doxorubicin and paclitaxel and Herceptin giving concurrently with the anthracycline. And I talked to him a month or so ago, and he said they've seen very little cardiac toxicity with the addition to doxorubicin, which is amazing. So I think we're going to see more of this. I think it's important to do the trial that the NSABP is doing so we can get a handle on the cardiac toxicity, but it clearly looks like there's a lot of synergy with the anthracyclines.
Any interest in cardiac protectants in terms of anthracyclines and trastuzumab?
Well, some people are looking at liposomal doxorubicin. It has less cardiac toxicity, so that's one way to do it. No one that I know of is looking at dextroxazine with anthracyclines for this because, as you probably know, and I published a study, one of the studies did show a decrease in response rate when you added dextroxazine. So I think people would be concerned about it. However, none of the other studies with dextroxazine and anthracyclines did show a decrease in efficacy. And with the huge efficacy with the use of trastuzumab, I think it would be very reasonable to do that kind of study, to use the doxorubicin, dextroxazine, and the trastuzumab together.